What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, your friend of the show, Coach Michael Lewis, Ball State Cardinals out of the MAC doing big things. You see him in the background. See you, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. How are you doing?
Man, I'm great, man. Basketball is here. And once more, you guys start practice this week, man. So it's that time of year.
It's honest, man. It seems like it never stops anymore, man. Year round.
Man, no doubt. It's for you. How's it feel heading to year two now after first year there? How's it feel going to year two now, kind of getting your feet wet even more at Ball State?
Yeah, I feel like I got my feet underneath me a little bit more, you know, a little bit better prepared for the start of practice. I feel like I was as prepared as anybody was, to take over a head coaching position. But like they all say, until you get in that chair, you don't truly understand. And you learn a lot in the, I think each year, probably you coach, you learn a ton, especially that first year as a head coach. And you learn so much from the players that you get an opportunity to work with. And then, being in our situation here at Ball State and just trying to navigate kind of what college basketball is, right now is very different than what it was 5 years ago. And so trying to put all those things together and put a team together that can continue to be competitive.
And how cool was it for you to get 20 wins last year in year one? It had to be very cool for you, knowing it first time being a head coach of Ball State here, getting your feet wet and still getting 20 wins as you adjust to everything, being a head coach.
No, I mean, I think it's a great accomplishment for the guys in the program, coming off a coaching change, and it shows how adaptive they were, how resilient they were, from a coaching standpoint. We were in this race with 2.5 weeks to go in the season with a chance to win a conference championship. And we ran across some injuries that hurt us and fell short there at the end, didn't finish as well as I thought. that we, you know, put ourselves in a better position. But I think it was a very successful year one. Had a good group of guys that bought into learning how to win, and then went out and did just that. And I think the most important thing that they did for this university was they reestablished some pride in the basketball program. They created some excitement here on campus and in our community here in Muncie, where people are looking forward to basketball season.
No doubt. And talk about building off this in the spring, summertime, having to be on your second year. How much was it this summer, team stuff versus working on these guys' games? But no, that's kind of the balance you got to deal with this world of transfers and stuff like that, becoming in new. How much you balance blending in the new with team stuff versus just working on guys' games?
Well, I'm a huge player development guy. I say it in recruiting all the time, I didn't get this position by being some sexy hip recruiter. You know, I'm not a used car salesman. I feel like, I've gotten here by, the substance of me as a coach. And a lot of that has to do with player development. It's what I feel like is a huge part in what we do, in trying to help guys get better and chase dreams. I think if you just look at what we were able to do with the guys returning in the program and the growth that they had in their 9 months with us, what they were able to do, from a numbers perspective from the year before to now, and then also helping guys get better and chase their dreams. And we had three guys that were, none of them were first team All MAC guys, but we had three guys that were put in a position where they could transfer up per se, right? And we got two guys now in the Big Ten and one in the Big 12, that those were not opportunities that they had prior to us or coming out of high school. And I think a lot of that has to do with player development. So we hang our hat on that as a staff, trying to help these guys get better. I think we accomplished that. And so we have eight new guys on our roster, and we spent all summer long working on their individual games. I think in the off season is where players develop and get better. And then during the season is where you try to get your team better. And so I feel like we got a pretty good balance of that. And obviously I think, if you just look at the track record, that's something that we hang our hat on is very important to us.
No doubt. You got guys, I feel, who love the process, because I think I have guys who really love to get in that gym, love to get those drills, and love to run those guys, because that's where you really get good at, when you really love the game, being in the gym, being a gym rat. Talk about guys getting love the process of getting better every day.
Well, the good thing, like when we got here last year, we tried to establish a culture and a level of accountability across the board, on and off the court. And I think as you start to see those things take hold, even with eight new guys, there's more guys in the gym. There's more guys arriving early to workouts, to weights, more guys to post-practice to work on things. And so you start to see that culture and that atmosphere take hold, which is growth in a program, and something that if we're going to achieve the things that we ultimately want to achieve here at Ball State, something that has to continue. And so, we've got, some of it might be some youthfulness. We got five freshmen, they don't know any different. They're just excited to be here. And, we haven't, haven't had any adversity, haven't lost any games, nobody's starting, nobody's not starting, nobody's playing more than the next guy. And so it's easy right now. And we got to continue to work on those things that, it's not about you as an individual. It's about, what's across our chest.
And being in Indiana, where the basketball is very, very great as well, and being in that state, also with how how it is, the power five level, they want certain kind of guys. The high school guys get overlooked. So how about better to get these good freshmen in here that you can develop and get them in there, because they can overlook by the high major guys or the five guys who won't the older known commodities per se.
Yeah, I think it's a balance. I think two things have changed the recruiting landscape. Obviously, maybe three, NIL obviously has changed the recruiting landscape. But I think the transfer portal and then the COVID year. And I think we got this year and one more year of where guys have an extra year because of COVID. I believe that's correct. And so what COVID did is you've got a new class coming in, but you never had a class leaving. And it kind of bunched people up. And so, and then the transfer portal, obviously, guys are a lot different at 22, 23 than they are at 18. And, you know, teams are looking to get older, more experienced. And you, out of the transfer portal, you kind of have an understanding of what a guy can do at this level, where coming out of high school, you're kind of projecting and guessing. And so I think it's a balancing act for every program, you know, and every level is, you know, how do you make that fit for you? You know, this year we've got five freshmen. Those guys will become sophomores. Hopefully we can, you know, through our player development, help those guys get better as the year goes on, where they're, you know, producing at a level that they can compete at the end of the season. But, you know, I'm happy with the young guys that we got. I think we got some quality transfers. It's just getting those pieces to fit together and then ultimately going out there and competing.
100%. And let me ask you this. How was it trying to schedule games this year with you being so good last year? How tough was it this year trying to get people to want to play you or come to Muncie and play you?
Well, I think scheduling in general is extremely difficult. It's a lot more complicated than what the average person would think. You know, it's not like I just call you up and like, hey man, you want to hoop on December 10th? And you're like, yeah, sure. You know, there's a lot more that goes into it. I hope scheduling games continues to be difficult. You know, I think, you know, if you're not very good and you're not supposed to be very good, then there's a lot more opportunities that may come your way. When you're in our position, I want scheduling to continue to be difficult. It's difficult for us here at Ball State for a couple of reasons. I think it's difficult for our league in general, quite frankly, across the MAC, because we have such a discrepancy from a resource standpoint, from the top to the bottom. You know, you have some top teams in our league that have money at their disposal to buy home games, which is key. You know, when you're winning 2/3 of the home games in college basketball, you want home games. You've got guys at the bottom of our league and from a resource standpoint that have to go out and generate money to help their athletic program. We're kind of stuck there in the middle. And so we look for a lot of home and home series, which sometimes can be difficult. You know, you want to try to find things because you're not bringing guys in where you're technically supposed to win the game. But you want to try to create a balanced schedule that prepares you for conference, but yet, you know, build some confidence and build a resume that puts you in the right position that you want to be in as the season nears the end.
And you got two games up to me, three actually, the MAC Sun Belt Challenge, another one, the Indy Classic at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, we can see Indiana State and Josh Hurts and Minnesota. So talk about those three games and who they ought to be able to play for your guys and test you guys early this season.
Yeah, we're in that Indy Classic for the second year in a row. I hope that's a relationship that we can continue to build upon. I think it's great for us to play in Indianapolis. Our highest percentage of alumni live in the Indianapolis area, so having a chance to go down there and play in front of them, I think it is a really good for our program and for our university, the exposure that gets. We played Illinois State last year. And playing Indiana State this year. I'm going to do everything in my power to continue to keep that relationship. Indy Sports Corps does a great job putting on the event. Our trip to Minnesota, in a way, going back to the scheduling, in a way for us to get two home games. We're playing at Minnesota, kind of part of their tournament, their MTE tournament, where we get two home games in return from some other opponents from USC Upstate and Pine Bluff. And then the MAC Sun Belt Challenge is something new to both conferences. I think we play Old Dominion, and then, you know, we don't know who we play later on in the year, you know, until like 2 or 3 weeks before. And so I'm not sure. It's hard for me to answer how I feel about the MAC Sun Belt Challenge. Right now, I don't know if it's you know, what's best. I know what's being told to me that it's best. I don't, you know, till we get in the middle of it, I'm not sure what that really does for either league from my vantage point right now. You know, I think both conferences can, you know, commit to doing things a different way that can better enhance both our leagues from a basketball standpoint.
No doubt. Like you said, man, those are very, very tricky at best for sure. And I want to talk about Michael Bell. Tell me about that young man, a guy on your roster from down here. So tell us about him and what he's been to your program.
Well, we redshirted Mackay last year, and he's a dynamic athlete. You know, he came in here weighing probably about 150 pounds. You know, you don't see too many Division I players weighing that, but I like his athleticism. He's gained, I would say, 20 to 25 pounds is something he's had to work on. He's worked on his body. You know, he's worked on his jump shot where he's, you know, a capable shooter. And I'm excited to what he can bring to our team from an athletic standpoint. You know, one thing that he's got to be able to continue to improve on is his ability to make the three consistently, and then just, you know, some decision-making things with the basketball. If you're going to be a perimeter player in today's game, you got to be able to pass, dribble, shoot, and he's continuing to work on that. He's gotten a lot better during his time here, and I'm excited about what the future can hold for him.
No doubt. And I mean, I saw this too. You was a honorary starter at Indy Motor Speedway. Tell me about that. How fun was that, man?
I tell you what, man, that was kind of a bucket list thing for me growing up in this state, and all the hoopla around the Indianapolis 500 and going to time trials and attending the race, to be able to climb up in that box and wave the green flag on a practice day. You know, that was a pretty cool moment for me, especially growing up in this state and what that race means to everybody here in Indiana. That was pretty cool. And I, you know, climbing up there wasn't the most fun. I mean, the ladder's only about that wide. You know, you just like kind of shimmying up there, but it's pretty cool, man. When those guys come rolling down that straightaway at 230, 240 miles an hour, sometimes down that main straightaway before heading into turn one, and they're going right underneath you at that speed, you know, that gets you, man. It's pretty good.
No doubt, man. Indianapolis doing a lot. I'll be there for the All-Star game. I'm seeing that. It's going to be also saying that at Lucas Oil Stadium for that. And also the Colts. I mean, I appreciate your Colts fans seeing Richardson, man, being the quarterback. Now, how are you liking that guy behind the center right now?
Well, it's early. You know, he wasn't able to play. I just read, you know, that he's starting this Sunday. You know, I think, you know, growing up during the time that I've grown up here, you know, as a Colts fan, it was difficult early. Then obviously things got rolling when Peyton was around, and you would have some harder times now. But you know, we're 2-1. I kind of like, you know, I had a tough road win last week. You know, without Richardson, and now he's back, and you know, I like to see them in a good place, and I hope that they can continue to improve that roster and put themselves in a situation to get in the playoffs. And then, you know, it's like getting in the NCAA tournament. All you got to do is got to get in. Once you get in, anything can happen, you know. And, you know, it's been cool to watch the opinion of football in this state during my lifetime and growing up. And I think a huge part of that is obviously attributed to the Colts, and then especially what Peyton Manning has done for football here in the state.
I'm looking forward to seeing the Colts. I'll see them on the November 5th at Carolina, Christmas Eve in Atlanta. So I'll see them twice close to home. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys do. Hopefully you're in the thick of that playoff race in the NFC South. I feel the AFC South is very wide open. Tennessee's not world beating nobody. No, it's Jacksonville. Houston is what Houston is. So if you all keep it up, man, just play the right way. Get Shaq Leonard and those guys going. Zaire, put on defense. Hey, keep it close. Think you can get some things done, brother.
Well, hey, we're in a good position right now. We just got to, you know, we'll see after Sunday. You know, that's the thing. You got to go out there and compete and win. But I'm excited. But I'm excited this time of year, every year with the Colts. It is, you know, it's really the only thing that I'm truly a fan of. Like, I pull for teams and different things. But, you know, football for me is a game that I really, really enjoy watching on TV. Because I understand it enough to be a fan, but I also don't understand it enough to where it's entertaining for me to watch. You know, basketball is not that entertaining for me to watch. But football, I can sit there and be entertained and be a fan. And, you know, I grew up and was able to attend some games with some buddies of mine when I was a kid, and kind of gravitated towards the Colts. And we've had some really good years, and hopefully we can get right back to it.
100%, Coach Lewis. Thank you for your time always, brother. Now, I hope to talk to you in March when you're going to the big dance, man. That's what I'm hoping for you, man. So that's how I want us to talk.
Hopefully that happens and we can catch up, man.
Yes, sir. And I hope you're around All-Star Weekend. I hope you're not on the road that weekend. I'll be
when
up
is there. That? When is that? It's in February, right?
February 14th through the 17th.
Okay. We're in the heart of conference season, but if you're in there, man, you get some time. We're only an hour away. You come up, check us out here in Muncie.
I sure will, brother. Hey, man, it's awesome to chat with you, brother. I'll see you soon, man.
All right, man. I appreciate you. Thanks.
Anytime, buddy.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King, Get The King Out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.